Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
We're actually here on what's called an investor's visa.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you spend enough money and they welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, see that? Money talks, man.
Our lasagna is, I've read many times grandma lasagna. It's actually very similar to my mother lasagna, that is better than my grandma. And it is what it is. So the pairings is very important for me. Wine and food pairing, and also oil and food, bread and food pairing. There is a lot of good stuff to explore. So
we have to hang out with you for a while.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I mean, I'm here.
There's the bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Thank you. I'll never forget. Please. Now I'll never forget again.
Thank you.
Let me say it. Bruschetta.
Very good.
Yeah, I read that the dough is somewhat similar to focaccia. Is that true?
No. All right.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download. And then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guests are Alan Bishop and Christian Ugathone.
Alan is the owner and Christian is the GM of Tutubene in Gulfport.
After the interview, we make pecana from our favorite butcher shop.
We have a great show, so stick around.
As a St. Pete Foodies listener, you should also check out the Zest podcast from WUSF Public Media.
You know, the Tampa NPR folks.
Every Thursday, host Dalia Colon shares everything from food history to the best restaurants you haven't tried.
There's recipes you'll want to try and a different slice of our state's foodie scene.
The key lime actually is native to Southeast Asia. The English sailors were called limeys when they found out that they put it in their barrels of water to get rid of that brackish well-watered taste. They didn't get scurvy anymore, so they wanted them in all their ports in the tropics, so they took the seeds and planted them. So that's how we ended up with key limes down here.
We invite you to listen to The Zest on your favorite podcast app or at thezestpodcast.com.
Tell them St. Pete Foodies sent you.
St. Pete is all about local, and this year we celebrate a local legend's 25th anniversary. Roland Oates Market and Cafe was founded in July of 94 by Bert Swain and Larry Schwartz. From the beginning, Roland Oates has made a commitment to provide St. Pete customers with the finest quality organic whole foods, nutritional supplements, and body care products at the most reasonable prices possible. And now they have a South Tampa location too. We go there for many items, but they are the only place that we go to buy our raw probiotics and other supplements. They have the best organic whole food selection in town, and on the flip side of that, they also offer a fantastic selection of wines and an unparalleled selection of local craft beer. Roland Oates has a cafe open daily, which offers delicious sandwiches, burgers, soups, salads, bowls, wraps, entrees, and fresh-made smoothies, along with a variety of prepared and packaged take-home meals located in the market itself. Do you pride yourself with supporting local businesses? Well, put your money where your mouth is and get on into Roland Oates today.
Roland Oates St. Pete is located at 2842 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street North. And in South Tampa, you'll find them at 1021 North MacDill Avenue. Check them out on the web at rolandoates.com.
That's rolandoates.com. And Roland Oates offers online ordering with curbside pickup.
Hey, Lori.
Have you ever been to Noble Crust?
I have.
What do you like there?
Pork belly, pimento cheese, and fried green tomatoes are my favorite.
Oh yeah, I love that one too. They actually call it the FGBLT. It's fried green tomatoes, pork belly glazed with a Tabasco honey sauce and pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first item on the menu, so you can't miss it. And I think they should actually call it the OMG.
Yeah, you've said that before. The chicken marsala is really good too. It has chicken and chicken sausage, crimini mushrooms, and four cheese grits. It's so delicious.
I love that they mix classics from the American Deep South and Italy. Noble Crust is famous for their fried chicken.
I love it.
Yeah, and the eggplant parmesan is out of this world. When we do a best eggplant parm list, it'll definitely be on there.
Yes, it will.
Speaking of lists, Noble Crust made six of them recently. Best Italian, Best Casual Dining, Best Pizza, Best Bloody Marys, Best Meatballs, and, believe it or not, Best Salads.
Ooh, can I tell you another one of my favorite items?
Yeah.
The spaghetti and meatballs. It's
oh,
so good.
Man, you're not kidding. You know what? They have a brunch on Saturdays and Sundays starting at 10:30, which I love. And the deviled eggs are to die for.
Let's go to Noble Crust right now.
I'm in. Let's do it. Our guest today, along with his wife, are the co-owners of Tutto Benny in Gulfport. Please welcome Alan Bishop.
Welcome, Alan.
Thank you.
And Christian is also here, and he's going to be on the second half. No, but Alan, you and your wife, Michelle, are co-owners of both Tutto Benny and Gulf Perk Coffee Bar in Gulfport.
Correct.
Yeah. And Michelle was going to be here, too, but she had to fill in for somebody at the coffee bar. That's what I heard, anyway.
As Michelle would say, she's slinging beans today.
Exactly.
So it seems that you guys are fairly new to the restaurant business.
Very new.
And so,
where are you from originally?
Toronto. Born and raised in Toronto, but we've spent the winters here for many, many years.
Oh, okay. So you're very used to Florida.
So did you just recently make it permanent?
Yes.
Ah.
August 2019, we moved here permanently.
Nice.
Right. And you guys originally opened up as Fortunato's in 2019.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's, Lori, the location that we went to prior to that. It was the taco place where we couldn't get our tacos in time before we had to go to Tampa.
Right. And so, we left.
Yeah. So it's more space outdoors and then a smaller space inside.
And that's Tutto Benny or the coffee
Benny.
Shop? Okay.
So Fortunato's got rebranded as Tutto Benny last June.
Correct.
And we're going to get more into Tutto Benny in a little bit. But first, it seems there's not a lot of info on you on the internet, but it seems like you had your own company and that you were in the tire business.
That is also correct.
And that was in Toronto?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so for how long?
We did that for 19 years. Went from 94 to 2013, and then we got bought out by an American company that wanted to come into Canada.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I bet that was a good buyout.
Yeah.
So did you kind of retire at that point? Or?
We did. We were fully retired for 3 years, and we were doing 6 months down here and 6 months in Toronto. And we were walking through the beautiful city of Gulfport one day and thought to ourselves, why is there no coffee shop here?
Oh, right.
And the rest is history.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. So...
So when you moved here permanently, that's when you opened up Gulf Perks?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And so that was 2019.
We opened October 2019.
Okay.
And then what about Fortunato's?
I was actually, my wife and I were just a silent partner in that business and didn't really have a lot to do with it. And when the pandemic hit, we were closed for 6 weeks. And when we came out of the pandemic, there was obviously... a need for a cash injection. So that's when the buyout occurred. I bought them out and rebranded it as Tutto Bene.
How was it doing as Fortunato's?
It was doing okay. It's just a different business model. It was more of a pizzeria, I liken it to. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. It was really just a pizzeria. It was doing okay, but I think it does a lot better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like I should know this because, you know, there used to be Fortunato's right over here, a block away on Central Avenue. And then Josh bought that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's now Crafty Squirrel. And then there's Fortunato's I've seen in the Tyrone Mall. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're still there because I don't go there that often. So is it a franchise or a?
It's a family. There is the father, which has the South Pasadena location. I believe the son has one or two locations. The wife has one or two locations. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a family business.
It's all family.
It's several locations. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I was always very confused by that, too. I'm glad you asked that question.
Right. You know, and it's confusing, too, because I was saying Josh Cameron, he bought out the Fortunato's location on Central Avenue, and then he bought Lucky Dill a couple doors down from it, and Lucky Dill has another location, but it's separate ownership.
Right.
And it's like they have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
So that's why I got confused about that.
But Lucky Dill is no longer anyway. They're tearing everything out.
Right. Newsflash.
Yes.
So can you get me a good deal on tires?
My connections are gone.
I was going to say, I think he's done with that, honey.
Yeah. So what made you decide to go into the, well, I guess it was, there was no coffee shop.
Correct.
That was it, right?
That's it just looked like a great opportunity for us to be able to move here, live here. And again, the opportunity was there. So we thought, we bought the building. And then started to look at the build out, and took quite a while. We bought that building March of 2017, so about 2.5 years later that we were actually, because we were only able to spend 6 months here, there was a lot of flying back and forth, and we're limited as Canadians to 182 days out of the year, so you got to curve it up and try and get a lot done.
So then, did you get citizenship?
No, we're actually here on what's called an investor's visa.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you spend enough money and they welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, see that? Money talks, man.
For as long as you want? Is that how it works?
It's renewable every 5 years. So as long as the terms and the conditions are the same, obviously we're employing people, we're profitable, then they'd renew it.
Thank you. Right.
Consistently.
Now, Gulf Perks, is that located next to Sea Dog?
No, other way.
Other way, okay.
Yeah, go down towards, do you know Beach Bazaar?
No.
Stella's old location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's exactly where it is.
Okay.
It's set back a little bit. It's an old, it's a cottage from 1939.
Ah.
And it's purple. So
how cool is that?
Can't miss that.
It's kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah, we should do a staycation in Gulfport.
We should.
Get to know all the places. And we can't wait to come to Two Toe Benny. Sorry that we didn't make it before the interview, but we definitely will be when we get back from vacation. And actually, this comes out after we're back from vacation.
So for those of us that can't sit outside and eat because it's way too hot, do you have indoor seating?
We have a small indoor area. It's probably, I'm going to say, about 24 seats.
Okay.
It's really quaint. It's a neat old building also.
Nice.
Okay. That's even actually a little bigger than I had remembered it.
Right.
That's not bad, 24 seats.
So come early and get a seat early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you tell us about the chef?
Absolutely, but I think Christian was going to get more of that with
We'll let Christian do that.
Yeah, then. Absolutely.
So coming from the tire business, and I don't know what you did prior to that, but you obviously owned your own business, so you knew how to handle the business side of things.
Correct.
Had you ever thought about before getting into a restaurant type thing?
Not at all.
Never even crossed your mind?
You know, well, I guess maybe it did because it kind of, I think a lot of people look at it from the outside, looking in, thinking, oh, that might be glamorous or that might be fun, but... I've quickly found out it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people don't understand how much work it is or appreciate it. And, you know, we get to see a little bit of behind the scenes stuff doing what we're doing. And we do some cooking at home too. And just to also try to get a better feel for what goes on in restaurants, even though we know it's nothing like being a chef in a restaurant is nothing like home cooking. But sometimes people will ask us if we're going to open our own restaurant. And we're like, no. We'll let you guys handle that. But so were you, initially it was the coffee shop because there was no coffee shop. So do your own. And then, so how did you transition to Fortunato's then? Were they looking for an investor?
I'm the landlord.
Ah.
Oh.
You know,
because you bought the building, right?
I bought the building. Right. And then again, I flew down from Toronto, met with them, did the lease with them, and a little cash injection was necessary partway down the path. So that's where we got involved again as a silent partner.
What did you do prior to opening the tire business?
I've always been involved in the automotive industry in one form or another. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I had a sales agency. So we represented different manufacturers right across Canada. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was always anything to do with cars. If it had something to do with cars, I'm pretty interested. So it appeared that the tire business originally was fairly easy to get involved in without spending a lot of money. So I opened the first store, a retail store called Tire Depot, and then quickly figured out that if you were going to be able to compete with the big boys, you had to buy at their level. So then we opened up distribution centers, and when we finished, we had about 110,000 square feet of distribution in 5 retail stores.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's a nice growth there. So what do you think is the primary thing that makes any business successful?
Well, after running our own business up north for 19 years, it quickly occurs to you that it's all about people. It doesn't matter whether it's tires or whether it's food. Really good people are going to take you to the next level. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing we definitely, our takeaway from that business was definitely the people are the most important part of your business. And I can honestly say that it's Christian that has allowed and really made this business as successful as it is today. Great guy, really understands the industry.
Wonderful.
Great. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with Christian.
Where can you find the freshest fish in St. Pete? Well, you can't get fresher than caught that day. That's what you'll find at Trophy Fish. The Day Boat Special includes the fresh catch of the day, cooked how you want it, with your choice of 2 sides and a house-made sauce. They also have some incredible appetizers like grilled street corn that's like crack, that stuff's so good, incredible grilled oysters, fresh fish spread, and much more. You will also find some options for the land lovers out there. All of this set in a setting that makes you feel serene and relaxed with your toes in the sand, like a day at the beach. They like to call their concept Bait Shop Chic. So head on down to Trophy Fish, where you can grab a boat drink from their full bar and fill your tummy with the freshest catch around. Trophy Fish is located at 2060 Central Avenue in the Grand Central District. They are open Wednesday through Friday at 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 12 to 3 for brunch, and at 5 for dinner.
Keep on moving. One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat. Engine No. 9.
Can you get me back on time? We are back! We are back!
We are back. And we're talking Tutto Bene in Gulfport, Florida, which is a great little Italian restaurant, casual place with some great Italian-American food. And now we have with us the general manager of Tutto Bene, Christian. And Christian, say your last name for me.
Hi, guys. My last name is Uguzzoni.
Good thing we let you do that.
How do you spell it?
Uguzzoni.
Very good. And
try to say it.
Uguzzoni?
No. Close.
Terrible. It was terrible. Uguzzoni.
Uguzzoni, but close. Close enough.
Uguzzoni. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll...
Go ahead.
We haven't yet mentioned that Tutto Bene in Italian means everything is good.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true.
But everything, food, life.
Right.
So where are
everything,
you from?
Everything.
You step into the restaurant and everything is good. People...
Yeah.
Surrounding, music, food.
Awesome.
I'm from Modena. It's in the north of Italy, between Florence and Venice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the city of the balsamic vinegar.
Right.
Ferrari,
that's where I see that name all the time.
Luciano Pavarotti. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Luciano Pavarotti.
And how long have you been in the U.S.?
I moved here in January 13. Mm-hmm. I've been various places, Miami, North Carolina. And I moved in this area last year in August, right after they rebranded the restaurant, actually. And I started to work with them right away. I mean, after 2 weeks that I was here, I started.
That's excellent. And it's clear that you're a key player there.
So let me make this clear.
I hope so.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was January 13th of 2020 that you moved here, correct?
January 13th. No, January 2013.
Oh, January 2013.
It's 8 years that I'm here already.
Got it.
I've been 5 years in Miami, 2 years in North Carolina, 1 year here.
Got it. Okay.
And have you always been involved in food?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Since I was 19, I'm 42, so nice. It's been a while.
So have you designed the menu and had input on the recipes?
So this is the thing. I moved here in August, and I started to working with them right away. It was like a coincidence. I unpacked my stuff from the car, and because I live like 1 minute away from the restaurant. So I needed to eat, and I found that place with that Italian name on the top, Tutto Bene. I said, oh, maybe they have my kind of food. And I step in, it was good. I said, cool. And 2 days after, I found an ad of they were hiring. So I said, okay, that's destiny. So let's go there.
Yeah.
And awesome. Started from there. Our chef is really good. It's American with a lot of background in Italian food. And we work together. I mean, he give his experience, I give mine. I added some extra classic Italian touch that they are not very known here because, they try to accommodate the Italian food to American taste. But I think that it's important to use our roots also.
Right.
And that's a key. I saw that people really like when we add an extra touch of Italian roots food. Is good. I hope I'm good. So we'll doing good stuff together. So that's good.
Right. Like most Italian restaurants that that I'm familiar with anyway in the U.S., like you said, they're catering to the American palate. And there's
yes.
a lot of...
That's good. But
right.
still, we need to try to show our roots to the American palate too. And it's working good, actually. So,
yeah, well, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, but I mean...
So give us an example.
I mean, for example, the meatballs. It's a very easy example. They must be done the right way because in many Italian restaurants, meatballs are what you use from the leftovers to not throw away food.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because it's born like a very cheap dish to not waste in the old, mostly Southern Italian families.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it became a very important dish because it started like that. But then it grew up a lot like a key dish for Italian food. So our meatballs are giant or gigantic. I don't know how you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Beef, 100%.
But This big?
Like this.
About the size of a baseball.
Yeah. They are a baseball beef ball.
Baseball beef ball.
It's 100% beef with a lot of key ingredients, bread, garlic, red wine. Ooh. They taste so good. So,
yeah.
And I think that we are famous for our meatballs.
So
they are very good.
Do you pan fry them?
No.
No. Okay.
Bake?
Mm-hmm.
Bake them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably when they're that big, you probably have to bake them.
Yeah.
So would it be safe to say then that at Tutto Bene, you have some of the Italian-American dishes and some of the more traditional at the same time?
There is a little bit of both, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We try to make American people happy with American-Italian food, but also the one that want to try a little bit of real Italian food.
Mm-hmm. What are a couple of items you would recommend?
So we have the best tiramisu in Florida.
Tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu. Okay.
That's crazy. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really lick the plate. So No, it's very, very good. And that is done really the traditional Italian way. I would say that if an Italian guy like me come here and eat it, say, wow, this is very good. Wow. So I like our Marsala because it's done with a specific Marsala wine. Not everyone can do the same thing. Our Marsala is Versari. It's perfect. It's the perfect balance between sweetness and bittery. Mm-hmm. And it matches super good with veal and chicken. It's a really, really amazing dish.
How do you spell that
one? V-E-R-S-A-R-I.
Okay, cool. Then we can try to find it.
It's a really good Marsala. It's even good to drink it, but, well, it's better to cook it. And I mean, everything is good there. So mm-hmm. as the name of the restaurant say, no? Our lasagna is... I've read many times grandma lasagna. It's actually very similar to my mother lasagna. That is better than my grandma. And it is what it is. It's very tasty.
I love lasagna, so now I'm going to have to come try that.
Yeah. We might have to go before vacation.
Our salad dressing are all homemade, and people want to buy them, actually, because they are very good. We have to start thinking about it, Alan.
Yeah, Alan.
Because a lot of people ask for it. Oh, can I buy it? Can I buy a bottle? Also there are a little secret ingredients that they are very...
That you're not going to tell us because they're secret.
They should stay secret.
Yeah, I see that you make your own focaccia bread in-house.
Yes.
Also.
Yes, our we make our own bread, various kind, actually of it. Our guys in the kitchen are very good. They know how to do their job. So,
do you guys import a lot of ingredients from Italy?
We have a company that provide us imported ingredients. Mm-hmm. That's important because the taste is different. Even if the same ingredient is done here, it's different than if it's done there. So we'd rather import a little bit. And even if it's a little more expensive, who cares? The taste change. Mm-hmm. So...
So where do you get your olive oil from?
From Tuscany.
Tuscany, yes.
There are four kinds of olive oil in Italy. And well, every olive oil should be used for different reason. If you go in Italy to the very high scale restaurant, they give you olive oil according on what you eat. It's something that it would be cool to do here too. Maybe we will do it, but it needs steps. But our olive oil is from Tuscany is very good.
This is something I have not heard before.
Yes.
Because we buy imported olive oil as well. We don't use the stuff here.
We use the Ligurian.
Ligurian.
Yeah, from Taggia. Taggiasco. Uh-huh. It's perfect with salad.
Nice.
Because it's light.
That's what we use it with. Yeah.
We also have Greek olive oil that we...
Because you can use it for cooking. You can use it pairing with meat, with seafood. It depends what you eat. I'm a sommelier. So the pairings is very important for me. Wine and food pairing, and also oil and food, bread and food pairing. There is a lot of good stuff to explore. So
we have to hang out with you for a while.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I mean, I'm here.
Do you use the San Marzano tomatoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Those are the best.
Just out of curiosity, because I'm thinking about it, you said you moved here, you unpacked... And you were hired. Where did you move from?
I was in North Carolina before here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What part?
Asheville.
Oh,
nice.
So where were you working there?
In another Italian restaurant.
Which was called?
Renzo's.
Renzo's?
Renzo's.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we've been there.
We were in Asheville about 4 years ago.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
very good restaurant too. I mean, I try to find the good ones if I can.
Make sure you check out the review of Tutto Bene on stpetersburgfoodies.com. And here's a few of the items. And actually, we were talking meatballs. It's the meatball ricotta.
Yeah. That's meatballs in their own sauce with ricotta on the top.
Ooh.
The ricotta is cold, so it matches the hot of the dish.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the both hot and cold in your mouth. It's very
nice,
tasty.
Contrasting.
It comes with crostini, homemade bread.
Nice.
You have to try it.
I can't wait. And then the calamari is also in the review. It looks like it's a nice light batter on that. There's the bruschetta.
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 Thank you. I'll never forget.
Please.
Now I'll never forget again.
Thank you.
Let me say it. Bruschetta.
Very good.
Rigatoni alla vodka. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Try with prosciutto.
Mm. Totally. And then chicken parmigiana, that's would be more like a
American Italian dish, yes.
Yeah.
Gnocchi rosato?
Yeah, it's a pink cream sauce with homemade gnocchi. It's a potato made pasta. Mm-hmm. Very light, tasty.
I have never known of a gnocchi that was very light.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the lobster ravioli, when we posted that on our Instagram, it blew up.
Really?
Yeah. It's lobster.
Yeah.
It's going to blow
with
up.
With balsamic vinegar on the top. Very important. Oh. From my hometown. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Okay.
And now I'm going to need help with this pronunciation.
Let's try.
Garlic and parmigiana sciarra?
Yeah. In the last 1 year, only 3 persons could say it correctly. So. It's a schiacciata.
I was going to try it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Schiacciata.
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 And it's a similar dough.
It's a flatbread. A little bigger than a flatbread, but a little smaller than a pizza. Very thin crust. Very tasty.
Nice.
Yeah, I read that the dough is somewhat similar to focaccia. Is that true?
No.
All right. Absolutely not.
There are 2 different doughs.
Okay.
Actually 3, but anyway.
And Stromboli, is that?
Stromboli. It's an Italian volcano.
Cool.
An Italian volcano.
And then it's true. It's in the south of Italy.
Oh, that's funny.
It comes from there, the name.
Oh, no kidding.
Stromboli.
I didn't know that. And you have 12 different pizzas?
Probably now more, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And this is a fraction of the menu. There's a lot of other great stuff. One of my favorites is veal saltimbocca.
Yes, this is very Italian, actually. We have veal and chicken saltimbocca. It melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Kevin made a chicken saltimbocca for me here himself at home, and it was to die for.
It was really good. That was from Chef Dennis.
Yes, it was from a recipe that he made.
Ask chefdennis.com.
I'm excited to come try it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's another one of my favorite Italian restaurants downtown that we go to on a regular basis. I get that every other time. So can't wait to try yours.
We are ready.
So you guys are Monday to Friday, 5 to 10?
Yes.
And Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 10?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the summer hours because we have seen that it's a little hot outside now. Mm-hmm. So people don't come to eat at 3 p.m. So...
Right.
We moved a little forward the hours, and it's working good.
Yes. Good. So keep in mind those are summer hours. I think you were opening at 4 outside of summer?
We were opening at 3 in winter, at 4 in spring, and then 5.
Okay.
And you wanted to mention your chef and where he came from, right?
Yes. Our chef, Josh. It's
Josh Blumberg.
Yes, I can't pronounce it, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I have some problem on some American words, so I try to avoid them. And so he was working with Alan at the very beginning.
At Portunato's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then he moved to Boemos.
Oh, yes.
Was a head chef there.
Yeah.
And then he was always in very good relationship with Alan. He always asked to come back. And finally, we found the right time to do it. So he's been with us already 2 months. And
so 2 months now?
Yep.
Great.
He really improved a lot the menu. His ideas are great. I try to keep him on an Italian path the best as I can. And he's doing very good. And I mean, it's amazing.
Great. We look forward to meeting him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. We have to do that sooner rather than later.
Yes.
And I want to mention, you guys have live music.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
And happy hour and early bird specials are 5 to 6, and they're really good deals.
Okay.
There's a ton of dishes. I think they're $12.95.
Yes, the early bird is $12.95. The idea is born for winter time, so it was 2 hours, actually, from 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. Now that we open at 5, it's a little in a tricky hour spot. So now it's from 5 to 6.
That's a perfect time for me and Kevin.
Yep.
It's a it's very good deal, actually, yes.
So, and I also want to mention that you guys made 2 of our best of lists for this year. Best meatballs.
I told
and
you.
Best Italian restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we all collaborate on that. Lori, myself, Haley, Abby.
Thank you for letting us go into your rankings.
Absolutely. You earned it. And Tutto Bene is located at 3038 Beach Boulevard South in Gulfport, Florida. And the website is tuttobenegulfport.com. T-U-T-T-O-B-E-N-E. So two T's in the middle, one N in the middle. tuttobenegulfport.com. Christian and Alan, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us here. It was a pleasure.
We'll be right back. Ramen is the ultimate comfort food, and Buya Ramen on the 900 block of Central Avenue is my go-to. It's so freaking good. The broth is like a silky blanket to warm up your mouth, and the hearty proteins, or just mushrooms for vegetarians, it'll have you saying, "Ooh, mommy, the umami is making my eyes roll back in my head." My favorites are the pork belly and the short rib. Mmm. And then there's the noodles. O-M-G. Go get the best ramen in St. Pete at Buya Ramen at 911 Central Avenue in the Edge District of downtown St. Pete.
Do ya, Buya?
Dat's Restaurant in downtown St. Pete not only has some of the tastiest food, they are also unique and creative.
They're the home of comfort food with flair, a foodie wonderland filled with bacon, cheese, and house-made breads.
I love their shrimp and grits, which made our top 10 list. The trick is they use cream cheese and an Indian Makhani sauce.
They also have a bunch of great burgers that use certified Angus beef. And two that they're famous for are the Cheesy Todd, where instead of a bun, you have two bacon jalapeno mac and cheese buns, and then the Double D, where you have two whole glazed donuts instead of a hamburger bun.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. I love the spaghetti in meatball, ginormous meatball, stuffed with spaghetti inside the meatball, then served on top of more pasta. They also have tacos, fish and chips, meatloaf, pulled pork, grouper sandwich, salmon, a great steak salad, and tons more.
They've got a huge location with lots of outdoor seating, and the inside is as spacious as it gets, great for social distancing. They're right in the heart of downtown St. Pete on the very first block of the famed Central Avenue, 180 Central Avenue. Their website is datstampa.com, and on Facebook you can find them at Dats for Foodies.
Check out Dats in downtown St. Pete.
Anybody that's listened to our show for some time should probably know that we love our meat.
We do.
And we had something new, which is pretty cool, from St. Pete Meat and Provisions. We had the Brazilian, well, the Brazilians call it picanha. Mm-hmm. Gringos call it culotte, yeah, I don't even know. I should check that,
C-U-L-L-O-T-E.
I guess.
C-U-L-L-O-T-E.
Yeah, we'll have an update on that in the future. But yeah, it's best known as picanha. It's P-I-C-A-N-H-A, but it's pronounced like the H is a Y, picanha, something like that. This is what you normally see in the Brazilian steakhouses, the churrasco. So it's a big piece. We get it as a big piece of meat. It has a big fat cap on it, mm-hmm. and we salted it like we normally do. Let it sit in the refrigerator uncovered for 24 hours. And then I take it out and I scored the big fat cap. And then I cut it into like 1-inch steaks. And we got like 5 or 6 steaks out of it.
Yeah, we did.
And then what they do in the Brazilian steakhouses is they take those steaks and they kind of fold them over into almost like a C, letter C shape, mm-hmm. and then skewer them that way. So that's that very distinct look. If you've ever seen like an ad or been to a Brazilian steakhouse, that's what it is. But we kept them straight. Mm-hmm. More looking kind of like somewhat like a New York strip steak, even though it's really not anything close to that.
Right.
But it's a tender and juicy cut of beef that's from the rump section of the cow. And I already told you about that thick layer of that fat cap. You want to leave that on there.
Mm-hmm. And it adds that flavor.
Yeah. And part of it gets tender enough that you can eat a little bit of the fat if you'd like to. Mm-hmm. It's not really that bad for you. You just don't eat it all. But it's the most popular steak in Brazil. But here in the U.S., most people don't know about it, so it's not expensive.
Right. We had never cooked it before. I mean, I saw it on their menu many times. I kept saying, I want to get that.
I know. And I'm proud of you for saying that, too, because that's normally me. Like, I see something I've never seen before. I'm like, okay, I want it. Mm-hmm. And you did it this time.
In fact, I drunk ordered it from Erica one day on a Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that. And it was also the maiden voyage of our new Weber grill. So that was fun. Now, to go with this, we did a chimichurri, which is what is common. And this is supposedly an authentic Uruguay or Argentina chimichurri, even though it's Brazilian steak.
Right.
I got the recipe from CafeDelights.com, and it's Cafe, D-E-L-I-T-E-S. Mm-hmm. They spell lights, you know, like light whatever, beer or something.
No, light beer is L-I-G-H-T, yeah. Isn't it? No, maybe it's not.
Depends on L-I-T. The brand. Yeah, it's a marketing thing.
Right.
So Cafe Delights, they had this great recipe for chimichurri. And the only thing I did different is I left off the oregano. I did not put that in, but it has olive oil, red wine vinegar, garlic, fresh diced red chili pepper, like a Fresno, parsley all chopped up. And
it was delicious.
Goes great with the steak, yes. It
definitely did.
And we accompanied it with grilled fresh Florida corn on the cob, because that is in season now. And you made some sautéed spinach and bell peppers.
I did.
So you can check that out at St. Pete Meat, amongst many other things. We talked about a lot of the different meats and sausages and whatnot. They specialize in whole animal butchery. They actually got in an entire cow. They have lots of other items such as poultry, pork, house-made sausages, bison, lamb, veal. They also have cheese and charcuterie, eggs, dressing, sauces, and they've been increasing their curated selection of dry goods that includes seasonings, spices, rubs, oils, honey, local honey, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Right.
Honey.
Honey,
local
honey.
Honey.
Yes.
Jams, hot sauces, pickles, and they even have charcoal for your grill. And there's crackers and there's cookbooks. So some of those are some good gift items too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and one thing I almost forgot. We, before St. Pete Meat and Provisions, usually would buy the Oscar Mayer thick cut bacon.
We did.
And we enjoyed it. And it's fine. Mm-hmm. Until you can get something better for the same price.
Right. I love their bacon.
Yeah. So the Oscar Mayer is $11.39 for a pack, and it's exactly a pound. St. Pete Meat bacon is also $11.99. It's $11.99 a pound. We got a little more than a pound. Mm-hmm. So it was a little more than that. But it's like we paid $1.68 more for something 10 times better.
Exactly.
So just to remind you, St. Pete Meat and Provisions is located at 449 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete, and they have newer hours on Sunday now. So Sunday they open and close earlier,
right?
Which makes sense to me. So the hours are actually Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sunday now it's 9 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. in the evening. And the website is stpetemeat.com.
This is Chris Walker, and you're listening to St. Pete Foodies Podcast.
So there's not one stinking new review or anything on the website this week, because Lori and I went on vacation to Philly, and Haley was sick. We hope she feels better soon. We will have a bunch of new stuff coming the following week and at the end of the month. There's going to be a whole bunch of new reviews we're all working on, four of us, Abby, Haley, me, and Lori. And next week on the show, we have a special episode focused on what to eat and what not to eat at the Disney parks with Disney parks expert Brian Levine.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guest, Alan Bishop.
And Christian Ugothone.
And thanks to our sponsors.
St. Pete Meat and Provisions.
Trophy Fish.
Dats.
Rollin' Oats.
The Zest Podcast.
Noble Crust.
Booyah Ramen.
And Engine Number 9.
Our announcer is Candace Aviles from Meet the Chef. And our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show. And remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball!